Good crowd tonight. Good evening. What a sight for sore eyes to see John and Marlene Kaufman here tonight. Been praying for y'all regularly, and I'm so glad that you both are feeling up to being here with us. It's a great joy to have you in the audience. Most of you are aware that when the Jews were persecuted because of their unfaithfulness and put into captivity, that they have something referred to as the diaspora, where they were spread to literally almost every nation under heaven. And during this period, particularly the intertestamental period, during the time of Christ, the synagogues would form, and not only would it be a way to preserve Jewish culture, but it was a way to make sure that people who were interested in hearing the Torah, the holy word of God read, would have an opportunity to do so. And they would put signs out front that just said, "Word of God read here." And many people from the community would come and typically sit in the balcony as Gentiles that love to hear the reading of the word of God. Had an interesting custom. Typically, they would have a hope chest, kind of, that's what I think of it, in the back, where they would have the scrolls kept. And the presider in that particular service would grab one of the scrolls, say he's going to read from Isaiah, and he'd get to the appropriate place. And he would stand whenever he was reading the Torah or the word of God, one of the prophets. But he would sit when he was then making comments on what he read. And most of the people preferred that the presider would spend a whole lot more time standing, indicating that they were reading from God's word, rather than sitting. They wanted to hear divine revelation rather than just some human commentary on that revelation. Likewise, when the early Christians would often meet to worship, one of the things that must have been particularly exciting during the time when the Bible was being written and inspiration was still happening in the first century, the letters would be circulated among the churches, and word would spread that the Apostle Paul has sent us a letter. And they would join in the assembly to have the public reader read the letter. In fact, in the book of Revelation, written to the seven churches of Asia, there's a special blessing in the first chapter upon the reader of this book. I don't think that's a reference just to anybody who just sits down and reads it. I think that was a special reference to the public reader at a time when many people were illiterate, where people would come and get a chance to hear the book because someone would read it to them. They didn't nitpick the scriptures back then like we sometimes do. They would get a chance from start to finish to hear the word of God read. And what a great blessing that is. In Colossians 1 and verse 18, we're told that in all things, Christ is to have the preeminence. Not Paul, as important as he was. Not Peter or John. Not any man, but Jesus Christ is to be foremost in our thoughts and our hearts. That tells me that it would be helpful for us to put a great focus on the Gospels, where we have the life of Christ, instead of perhaps too much emphasis on the epistles. Both are important, but Christ is to have the preeminence. I prepared for you a handout with the scriptures that I'll be reading tonight about the life of Christ. Rather than trying to follow along, I think that would be too cumbersome. I'd like for you to just sort of sit back And trust me when I tell you that this particular presentation is 100% scripture, including the invitation, which is 13 scriptures, which I've woven together one after another as we conclude our message tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 2, Paul said, "For I have determined that you know not anything among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified." It's based upon that sentiment that we have this special all scripture presentation this evening. So, because of the prayer service this morning and this service this evening, we actually have a complete day off from PowerPoint. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the same was the beginning with God. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was after this manner. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, under the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his engaged wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there that the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said one to another, "Let us go even unto Bethlehem and see the thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger. When they had seen it, they had made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child, and all they had heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Now when Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt and be there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him." And when Herod was dead, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, "Arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought to take the young child's life." And so Joseph arose and took the young child and his mother and came into the land of Israel. And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, that he should be called a Nazarene. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. When they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey. And they sought him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were amazed. And his mother said unto his son, "Why hast thou done and dealt with us this way? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." And he said unto them, "How is it that you sought me? Know ye not that I must not be about my father's, that I must be about my father's business?" And they understood not the saying which he spoke unto them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto his parents. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with both God and man. And Jesus himself began to be about 30 years of age. In these days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the region about Jordan. And they were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. Then cometh Jesus from Galilee to Jordan unto John to be baptized of him. But John forbade him, saying, "I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?" But Jesus answered, said unto him, "Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness." And then he baptized him. And Jesus, after he was baptized, went up straightway out of the water, and lo, the heavens were opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, whom I am well pleased." And immediately the Spirit drove Jesus into the wilderness. And he was there in the wilderness 40 days, tempted of Satan with the wild beast. Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil left him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say also, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in the synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of people from sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And there followed him great multitudes into Galilee and from Decapolis and from Jerusalem and Phrygia and from even beyond the Jordan. And seeing the multitudes, Jesus went up into a mountain. And when he had sat down, his disciples came unto him. And Jesus opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. And blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. And blessed are they who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. And blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. And blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which preceded you. Ye have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil. But whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will say or sue thee at law, take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go 1 mile, go with him 2. Further, you have heard it said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto thee, love your enemies and bless them that curse you. Do good to them that hate you and pray for them that despitefully use you. And then the disciples came to Jesus and said, teach us to pray, even as John taught his disciples. And Jesus said, after this manner, therefore, shall ye pray. Our Father, which is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that we have need of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Enter ye in at the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go thereby. But narrow and straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. But everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. The rains descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass when Jesus had ended these sayings that the people were astonished at his teaching. For he taught them as one having authority and not as one of the scribes. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And when Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, whom do men say that the Son of Man is? And they said, well, some say that thou art John the Baptist, and some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And he said unto them, but whom do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee, but thy Father which is in heaven. Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was the Christ. And it was from that time that Jesus began to show unto his disciples that he must go into Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and scribes and be killed and raised up again on the third day. And after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and brought them up into a high mountain. And he was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto him Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. When the disciples heard it, they fell on their face, and they were sore afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. When they had lifted up their eyes, they saw no man except Jesus. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. And many other signs did Jesus do in the presence of his disciples, which are written. The which, if they should be written, every one, I suppose, that even the world itself could not hold the books that could be written. Let us now hear the conclusion of the whole matter, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. Now the feast of unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover, and the chief priests and scribes sought how they might kill him. Then one of the 12, called Judas Iscariot, went unto the chief priests and said unto them, What shall ye give me, and I will deliver him unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver, and from that time he sought opportunity to betray Jesus. Then came the day of unleavened bread, when the Passover must be killed, and when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. And the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also, he took the cup which he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. And when they had sung a hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives and departed. And his disciples followed after him. And when Jesus was at Gethsemane, he said unto them, Pray that ye enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's cast. And he kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly. And his sweat was, as it were, great drops of blood falling down upon the ground. When he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow and said unto them, Why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest you enter into temptation. And while he was yet speaking, behold, a multitude, and he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them, and they drew near unto Jesus, and he drew near unto Jesus to kiss him. But Jesus said unto him, Judas, betrayest thou the Son of Man with a kiss? Then they took him and brought him into the high priest's house. And straightway in the morning, the chief priests held a consultation with the elders and scribes and the whole council, and bound Jesus and carried him away and delivered him to Pilate. And Pilate, willing to appease the people, delivered Jesus unto the Jews to be scourged and then to be crucified. When they were come to the place which is called Calvary or Golgotha, they crucified him and the malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they parted his raiment and cast lots, and the people stood beholding, and the rulers also with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is truly the Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him wine mixed with vinegar. and saying, "Thou art the King of the Jews, save thyself." And there was a superscription also that was written above his head in Greek and Latin and Hebrew that said, "This is the King of the Jews." And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which is to be translated, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?" And then Jesus said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." And having said thus, he lowered his head and gave up the ghost. And when the evening had come, there came a rich man of Arimathea named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. And he went to Pilate, and he begged for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be delivered. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his own new tomb, which he had hewn out of the rocks, and he called a great stone to the door of the sepulcher and departed. And the women also, which came with him from Galilee, they followed after and beheld the sepulcher and how his body had been laid. And they returned and prepared spices and ointments and rested the Sabbath day according to the commandment. And at the end of the Sabbath, as it began to dawn toward the first day of the week, came Mary Magdalene and the other Mary to see the sepulcher. And behold, there was a great earthquake, where the angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat upon it. His countenance was like lightning and his raiment white as snow. And for fear of him, the keepers did shake and became as dead men. And the angel answered and said unto the woman, "Fear not, for I know that you seek Jesus, which was crucified. He is not here, for he has risen." And he said, "Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he was risen from the dead. And behold, he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him. Lo, I have told you." And they departed quickly from the sepulcher with fear and great joy, and did run to bring the disciples word. And he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. And after that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once. And after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "Thus it is written, and thus it behooved Christ to suffer, to rise from the dead on the third day, that repentance and remission of sin should be preached in his name among all the nations, beginning at Jerusalem. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I will be with you always, even unto the end of the age. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned." When he had spoken these things, while they beheld him, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight, and while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, he beheld two men that stood by him in white apparel. "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye looking up into the heavens? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. And in the last day, the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from the heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on those that know not God and those that have not obeyed the gospel, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. And behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they shall also which pierced him, and all the kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. Therefore, be ye ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man comes. In just a moment, we're going to sing the song, I Have Decided to Follow Jesus. But before we do, I want you to consider these 13 passages for just a moment. And now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts, and they said unto Peter and the rest of the disciples, what must we do to be saved? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the sum of thy word is truth. But as many as have received him, he shall give them the right to become children of God, even to those that believe on his name. And Jesus called his disciples together and put a child in their midst and said, unless you turn and be converted and become like one of these little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth Christ is Lord and believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And like figure, baptism doth also now save you. Having been buried with him in baptism, wherein you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God who raised him from the dead, know ye not that as many of you as were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? And as many have been baptized into Christ hath put on Christ. And if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things are passed away. Yea, all things have become new. And behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. And finally, Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Anybody here tonight whose heart is pricked by these scriptures and is ready to make a decision to become a Christian and follow Jesus? Or maybe you'd just like to ask for prayers. Whatever your need is, won't you come? Together we stand and we sing.